In žoga leti preko sredinske črte, približuje se kazenskemu prostoru, ni več daleč od gola in... Zleti preko vrat, približuje se tribunam, poglejte to hitrost, kakšen polet!
Poštovanje Adise, tebi, našim gledalcima, imamo danas ovdje čovjeka pored nas koji je prvo ime ovdje u UEFA, Rudvan Vistrajović, točki strijac Lige prvaka u svojoj karijeru. Rud, thank you for extension and invitation by Open TV.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
I would also like to ask you about you play PSV. 67 match, 62 goal.
yeah, that was nice.
150 match, 95 goals.
За статистику ПСВ у Манчестер Юнайтеду...
Реал Мадрид, 68 матч, 46 голос.
Руд задоволен за овим читанием статистики.
176 голос. Фантастик.
Yes.
Your comment?
My comment...
176 голос. 9 years.
Добро утро, цено послушалство. Послушайте Радио Штент, послушайте НК Арне Табор. Jutranca, I'm here today with NK Arne Tabor's top goal scorer this season, Prince Ogochukwu Akpumundia. Prince, how are you?
I'm always good.
As anyone who has ever met Prince, they know he's always good. How's your season?
Well, to me, I will say the season is not so bad, it's not so good. All I just say, we did our best. But it's like it's not enough, but we need to prepare now for the next remaining half season to give the best.
Yeah, so now we're in a winter break of third Slovenian division West. Za poslušalce, tretja slovenska nogometna liga Zahod, če ne spremljate, spremljate NK Arne Tabor, naš klub, klub Radija Študent. Delimo si letnico 69. Delimo si pa tudi Princa. Prince is not on air for the first time on Radio Student. If you want to hear more about his story, you can go back into the archives. He talked to Samir last year, I think, maybe more. But how many goals you got this season?
I got 8 goals. Awesome.
How's your Slovenian?
Well, I would say it's getting better little. Gradually.
So 8 goals, that includes the cup competition.
No, with the cup I got 9.
Okay.
Because I scored 1 in the cup game against Radomlje.
Radomlje, yeah.
Because I would say it's not a mistake, but it's normal, you know. In the game, I was supposed to have 2 goals too, you know. I got the 2 penalty myself and I played the first one, but the second time my teammate asked me, please let me play. And I said, okay, just... I give it to him as a brother in the team, but fortunately we lost it. But I was not happy about that, you know, but it's football.
What do you think about this, you know, this unwritten rule that's like, if you are the one who's fouled, you shouldn't take the penalty. I remember this was rule back in the day. I don't think people follow it anymore. What do you think about it?
Well, for me, it's not a good rule. They need to cancel it. You know why I say so? Because sometimes for... some strange players like us, you know, when you're just fitting in a team, maybe you're playing with a team, they don't pass the ball to you, you have to struggle yourself to make sure you get your goal. And if you have an opportunity to get your penalty yourself, that is the only way you can play it. So that's why I started, you know. The first game, I got the first penalty in the league game and I insist, no, I need to play because in that game I make like 2 runs and... no passes is coming, but when I got the penalty, they asked me to. I said, no, I need to play this because I cost it myself. But I believe this is the best way. But, you know, every team, they have a penalty taker. Fine, I also appreciate the team for allowing me to be the new penalty taker in the team. So for that, I respect the team and I really appreciate that for what they did to me, you know, to motivate me more.
Hopefully no third division goalkeepers are listening to this, but when you get a penalty, do you always bang it in the same corner? Or do you switch? When do you decide where you're gonna kick it?
You know, I watch the goalkeeper more because I watch them. I make sure we are like high ball to high ball. So because a smart goalkeeper can understand your language by eyes, you know, they don't want to look at your eyes. But me, I use my eyes to convince them. I don't have one particular place. Before I got the ball, I can say I want to put it in the right, but when I watch the goalkeeper, I change.
They usually jump.
They jump.
Just a little before
little
you
bit
kick it.
Before
yeah?
I kick. Even if you go before, if you go the same place I play the football, I put it so low. So it's very difficult for them to go on the ground.
Do you ever do the panenka? You know, just chip it?
Yeah, I do it. I do it once, but I didn't do it this season because, you know, sometimes the pitch is not so good.
Yeah, so, I noticed. How's that for a striker?
I don't want, because I want to make myself or make the fans or make people happy for the sweet penalty and I missed it. It will make me look stupid at the end of the day. Because I'm this kind of player, I will just say I'm a business player, you know. Everything, I'm so serious. I don't know how to joke with it. You know, to me, that is a nice way of playing it, but to me, it's a joke. I'm so serious unless, because when you're losing or when you need goals, you don't need that.
This year, from the games I've seen, you're playing more of a just up front, just a lone striker. Do you prefer that, or do you like more of a like 4-4-2 formation where you get like a partner up front?
No, for me, I can play any pattern, depending on who is playing with me. You know, sometimes before the game, the coach asks me who I want to play with. And in football, I believe football speaks one language, you know. If your fellow teammates want you to play together, it will be so easy. But sometimes I notice they like to play individual, you know. So, and for me, I am this type. I play with people because I create more chances more. If you check in the league, you know, I create more chances. Some balls I need to shoot, but I make it more easier. I love playing 4-4-2 because I believe what will be, what will not be, you understand? Because sometimes when you're so eager about some things, you find out you don't get it. So that's why.
Does this eagerness result in offsides a lot of times?
Yeah, you know why it's always, sometimes they caught me more in the offside because my kind of player, I'm so fast, you know? And the more you push the ball, the more fast I am. I run after the ball. And sometimes they give me the pass at the wrong time, you know, because I would say some of them don't understand me more. That's why. So that's why some balls are upside, but some is not, you know.
You played in the second Slovenian division before for Drava. Now you're in the third division. Can you explain just the difference of quality? What separates a player from being a third division player from a second division player?
To me, because when I played against Radoje, you know, I see no difference there. To me, the difference there is individual yourself, you know? Some people look the first and the second division as something so big, they are scared, you know? If you believe you can do it, I can do it. I don't care if the third division want to play against Real Madrid. I don't care who is the player. We all kick the same football. You have your name, that is your name. You start from somewhere like us. But this name, first, second, makes put fears in some people. I know most people, they have more experience. If you want to have experience, even if you're not enough, if you play 1, 2, 3 games, you have more, you can do the same thing they do. When I played against Radoje, I see no difference there, you know. I played in Drava too, you know. My first friendly game, I played against Celia. You know, I came in the second half, I saw them, but to me, I see there's no difference in them. Before I have this opportunity to play in second league, I watched the Premiership, I watched the La Liga. I watch so many players, you know, in the Premiership. They are not better than me. I'm not much better than them, but it's just opportunity to be there, you know. The football is your mind, not the name of the league. If you believe you can play in the Premier, if you believe you can play the Champions League, you'll play it. Why, you see, when Madrid, they were dominating this period, they're winning teams, because those people are coming to play with them with fear. Oh, this is Ronaldo. Oh, this is, you know. You understand?
Yeah.
So I don't care the name of the league. All I know, it's the same football we are kicking, but your mindset matters.
Yeah, but also, I mean, condition, like in a sense, usually when you get like cup games between like really strong teams and minor teams, when the difference when it comes to is from the 70th to the 90th minute when the weaker team starts to run out of gas.
Because you know why? Then if you play against the experienced team, just like I would say, the little difference that they have more experience, because now they will play with rest of mind, they don't rush. But you're playing against second division. Oh, we want to beat them, we want to make a name. They are not playing to make name. They don't care if you win them, you know. They play with relax, but we play with rush. So from 70, 80, we're out. just like our game against Radomir, if we get the second goal, the second penalty, if we score, I believe we're going to beat them, because there they will be out too, because the game was so nice and, you know, but, you know, in football, goals is strength, and not everyone can control themselves. Something when you score them one, that's the end, they just feel like, oh, it's finished. But I always tell my team, goals is strength, but don't care. Still push the way you start. You know, in a team, if you can play for 70 minutes, give your best for 70 minutes. If you're tired, tell the coach to change you. You understand? One man cannot do it alone. So for me, when I watch, if I remember the game, you know, we played like 2-1 up to like 80-something minutes before they got the last goal. It was a silly mistake, you know. There's no difference why most bigger team win the lower team in cup game, because the lower team play with fear. But the bigger team play, okay, this is just a cup game, let's just play. And that is where the maturity comes out. When it's 70-80, the lower team is out.
The thing we touched on before briefly about like the pitches in Slovenia are not always ideal. Now with like November weather, you get flat out mud to play. So what's that like for a striker who you like to run and play on the ground? But also, what kind of pitches did you grow up with back in Nigeria?
You know, in Nigeria, we grew up with sandy pitch. We play like as if we're playing in the beach, you know, beach soccer. So it's very difficult there, you know, before you can beat your man, you need to beat the sand first, you know, because that's why I'm so fast. Because if I can run more faster in the sand, imagine in the grass, I can run more than I expect, you know. So when I came first, it's not so difficult for me, because sometimes we play some friendly game in some synthetic grass back home, but we don't train on it all the time, but we train regularly on sandy pitch, you know. So my first try when I was in Denmark, you know, when I got to the grass pitch, it's like I'm dancing.
Warp speed, you know, speed of light.
Yeah, they were like, wow, you know. Back home too, some of my friends, they compare me and Wakot then in this Arsenal player, you know, that is very fast.
Wakot?
Yeah, Wakot, the short guy in Arsenal. Wakot.
You know? I think I actually remember that.
Yeah, you know, it's very fast. Fast. So then they were like comparing me and who is more faster, you know, because if I can run too fast in the grass. And sorry, for the last game we played in our ground, you know, when it's the mud, oh, it was so crazy, you know, because I'm not used to this third boot, this hard. I don't like it. If I put it on, I use it to hurt myself. I prefer to use it soft. That was why in the first half, you see, I was just falling down. But in the second half, when I use the stud, it makes me more slower, because it pins so much in the ground. So for me to pick, I have to struggle more with it. So for now, the pitch is not so stressful for me anymore now. I understand it now, you know. Just now, this November, now it's raining. That is why it's so bad. And most teams don't have a better pitch, you know. Their standard of stadium is not, you can't compare it with the Premier side and stuff like that. So that's why.
Back in Nigeria, when you were growing up, who was like, which were the players that you looked up to in a sense?
You know, for me, I'm this type. I always say to people, everyone makes their name. I need to mix my own name too, you know. Then I love Drogba more, you know, the way he blocks, the way he shoots, you know. When you allow Drogba to relax on you, sorry, you'll be looking for him. He's, you know, I like him very much.
And what do you think about Drogba going bald?
Yeah.
I don't like the look.
I don't like the look either. But, you know, as I used to say, everyone knows what he wants to himself. You understand? The day you allow someone to advise you, sometimes it's like they're pushing you to the wrong way, you know? When you decide to do something, you know, you do it yourself. And if it suits you, that's your life.
Understand? When you're drugged by, you can make your decisions.
Yeah, so, and I don't want to, you know, back home, I have so many friends. We play, they start listing names. They want to like, my name is Drogba. I said to no one, don't call me by anyone name. Call me my name. Because he creates his own record.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make my own record too, you know. It's good to, you know, to look up to someone. For me, when I go to the view center back home to watch football, I don't just go there to watch the 90 minutes. I watch who is playing my role. I watch the mistakes he makes and what I can pick from there and what I can learn. That is how I play my own football. That's why if you see, I play the same way I'm playing right from time. in home they know me, you are very, I can, I'm strong in my shoulder, I can jam you, but in this lower league I reduce my hitting, you know, because if I go, the ref always blew it against me.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, so I have to reduce. Sometimes when I like free myself for them, I pretend to be a foul. The ref say to me so many times, Prince, I know you are strong. Stand up, play. It's not a foul. I was like, wow. But when I go so strong, you blew against me. So what is this? You know? But it's good to me with my experience now. It makes me more mature in the game. You understand?
How old are you now?
I'm 21 now.
Okay.
By January 18, I'll be 22.
So still a lot of time.
I have so many times. So, and you know, when I came first in Enkedrava, they play me more in the midfield, you know, and out of my roles.
Well, the transfer market says you're a midfielder.
Yeah, the transfer market says I'm a midfielder, but
so
I came as a striker.
They play you?
So, you understand? But I'm a striker, but they know why they did that.
Were you always a striker?
Always a striker. The only different
part. Were you the guy then when you played on the pitch, like as a kid, that never wanted to go in the goal?
I want to go.
No, you wanted to like be a goalkeeper, you know? Because there's always one guy who always wants to play, and they're like, no, we have to switch. Like everyone has to be, no one wants to be the goalkeeper.
Know, when I in my primary six, you know, I was a goalkeeper. Then, you know, I keep. But before I came to Slovenian, I was playing a central defender also. So this is the two roles I ever play. I love to strike and to play in central. You know, because in central defense, I use more of my power and my speed. I just shadow mark the player. So if he push the ball, I'm sorry, I can get it. But most people tell me it's better I use this on the attack more. Because sometimes when I play central defense, I forgot I'm playing defense. When I have the ball, I want to go alone and run straight to the goalpost, you know?
And that's modern football for you.
Yeah.
You see Piqué running up front.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's good. You know, but
someone else will cover.
You know, it depends on the players you're playing with. If you're playing with someone that understands, yeah, they need to cover for you. But some players, they want to put the blame on you. Oh, you face the problem yourself. And
depends also on the coach.
Yeah, you know. And some coach will tell you, no, just like in Drava, you know, then the way they're playing me makes me go crazy. When we lose the ball, I'm playing in the middle. You know?
Yeah.
When we get the ball, I'll turn to striker. I'm a human, I don't use gas. Can you imagine? You understand?
You should see him, people. There's no stopping him.
You know?
And only foul.
Yeah. And it's not so easy for me. And you know, when I came to the weather back home, and yeah, there's big difference. You know, back home, we used to have 40 degrees and not, but yeah, you come, you get -2, -1.
Yeah, the only guy out of the 22 with gloves, other than the two goalkeepers, is,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's me, you know, because I can withstand my body. For the cold, it's normal, but my fingers is big problem. I don't joke with my finger because I feel it more. So there we have three goalkeepers. One, you know, I have my own glove too, but I cannot catch with my hand.
And regarding the coaches, you grew up in Nigeria, so you know what's the mentality of the coaches? Are there are the Slovenian coaches more calm or compared to the Nigerian ones?
I would say the Slovenian coaches, they are calm, you know, like my coach which I play under, then he never praised me one day. The day I give my best, that is the day I receive the greatest insult in my life, you know. And one day I walk up to him, why are you doing this to me? He said, because I noticed so many things about this player. The more you praise them, you make them have this pride and they believe they are the best, you know. So I'm using this to psych you, to make you want to prove me wrong more and more. I said, uh-huh. So since then I learned that from him. So I don't care what any coach is saying to me. You are shit, you are this. Bravo, because I'm this type of player. I can play 90 minutes without speaking to no one, you know. Sometimes I don't even call the name of my players. If you're blind, you don't see me.
Are you upset every time you have to go and substitute, every time the coach subs you out?
The only time I was upset, you know, when he want to bring me out, then I check the bench. I was like, no one is in the bench. You know? So I decide I'm not coming out.
You're not coming out?
No.
You're just staying.
I play. Because why he want to bring me on because I have injury, you know.
Uh-huh.
You understand? He has never changed me without no injury. I was hurt, you know. I have this muscle tear, you know, in me. So that was why he want to bring me out. And I wanted to go out. But when I look at the bench, no one, I said to him, half of my leg is better than who you want to bring in, you know. And the only game I agreed them to bring me out, you know, it was that game because I made a promise myself I must call in this game, you know. In the first half, I got hot. So he called me that, Prince, come out. I said to him, if I can survive this first half, don't worry, I'll play the game. He said, okay. So when we went to dressing room, I have to just massage myself. And when I came in the second half, so luckily I have the first goal and I make the second assist. Then I asked him to change me, now I can come out, you know. Because I'm this player, I play with pain. Because it's my body. If I had an injury, if I want to relax for 1 week, 2 weeks, the injury will continue. The more I stress my pain, one day I just sleep and...
Because well, you are 21.
I have a problem with my knees back home before I came to Slovenia, you know. For 4 months. I have a problem with my knee, I cannot play. But after I said to myself, this is getting so long. And I went to the pitch like that, I start training. My teammate, they complain every time, Prince, you're going to destroy your leg. Because sometimes I run and I will fall on the floor and shout, oh, Prince, come out. Nah, I'm still playing, you know. Then one day I discover no more pain anymore. It just disappears. So that's why I knew my body, this is how it is, you know. That's why you need to know yourself and know what your body wants, do it to it, you know. So that's why I can play with pain. So many times I play with injury. When I get home, I start feeling the pain. You know, because I'm this player, I'm not scared of contact. I'm not scared at all.
You're right footed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
if,
this
I,
boot.
If I challenge you to take the penalty with your left, you'd be comfortable with that.
I can score with it too.
Okay.
You know, I would just say I surprise myself to myself, and I can surprise anyone too. You know, I do so many crazy things sometimes, you know.
Let's take a musical break.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you say the name of the artist.
Fino.
Fino and Vibe. It's a new song 1 week ago.
Yeah.
Nigerian, because the background music is Ghanaian, so we have to balance it out.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
For your dick up on the lock, huh? Against the high, my couple don't lay hold up, huh? If on the streets, you boys, you don't dip on your pop. So no more cash, it goes up. In the hair, my rope up, huh? If my reserve, no. And because I'm the sender of fast, and I'm a baby, go bodo. You put erect, cocoa cigarette. In my name, come here, so you see, Lisa, need me my wallet. Only you, the blue. You can ask you, go away. If you are back, go away. Need tonight to go away. They can be there, you're from where. My able, she'll be no. Since she come from my bed, my neck, go, but I'm not waiting. Everybody put on no set to go. Everybody put on no set to go. Abawa madu put on ego change go. Iyo mada jaye. Girls, oh my sabo sama, oh my one I take on my fancy. It's the name find them out that I came up, all of my guests. Oh my fuck I know, but all the girls are not on that bench. Oh my guys are naked, even when they move. All of my dianuku, oh my no depression, yeah, my little bossy dianuku. You make a child, take a child before I can get what to tell their money. Oh, you buy body, do you talk about call their honey? Only you, the blue, you can
ashe buwegu ifu abake bawedu ni tonight buwegu niki mitejo mwegu maebu shile benu sisi come from abenu maneko bono na wenu ni hosi chumofaya kani badi di mobada ngi hafu walokala iji bisi ya bakara ibi kele dem fana bobala mato wae na bosala ibi gele chimowaya only boys na banzama yeah.
Everybody put on no sexy go. Everybody put on no sexy go. Abawa madu put on a question she go. Iyo manager, yeah.
Okay.
She dey give me vibe, oh.
Yeah.
She dey give me vibe, oh. She dey give me vibe, oh. She dey give me vibe, oh.
Master, 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 master. I'm singing. I'm singing. I'm singing.
Še eno ste na valovih radija študent, še eno poslušate NK Arne Tabor 69 Jutranc na radiju študent. Z nami je Prince, Super Eagle. Prince,
yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all those who don't know, Super Eagles are the national...
National team of Nigeria.
How close are you to making it there?
I would say maybe 50-50. You know, it depends, you know, there's something I is my country and I know the way it works, you understand. Because sometimes we used to do this, what we say, man no man, you know, when you have a good connection, you can play in the Super Eagles, you know. But I could remember when I went to the under 17 trials, you know, before I traveled, you know, someone called me and advised me, brother, if you want me to tell you the truth, you know, now you're the one begging to play for your country, you know, they will not respect you. But my advice for you, if you can go out there and prove yourself right, they will send for you. So all I have to do now is just keep doing my best. And if it is the will of God, because I'm a Christian, you know, I really believe in God. If it is the will of God to play for my country, I will. Nothing can stop it. You know, what will be, will be. That's my own belief, and that's why I use that word. I'm always good to motivate myself. You know, even if you call me, like when I didn't play for one season, you know, when they told me, oh, you're going to play in third division, I said, no problem. You know, most people will not be happy. You know, everyone to progress from second to first, and but it's like you're going back. I said to them, if you take me to fourth division, I don't care. All I want to do is to prove myself if I'm qualified to be in the first division. So if I can prove myself very right in the third division, I can be in the first. Because after this season, you know, for now, as I said, you know, I have some offers from the third division. So many people are writing to me, they want me. But I said to them, I'm sorry, I don't want to go from third to third. I want to go from third to second. So instead of me to go to them, it's better I play in Taba than prove myself more and go to the third.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's my plan. So that's why I don't want to like decide I want to just be in one place. I want to prove myself. I know why. I have a reason because of what happened back when I came with the second division. They said I'm not a good player. That is why they pushed me away. So now I want to prove them wrong. So that's why now I want to give all my best to come back and just to say to them, if I'm not a good player or not, I will not judge with this half season. I really try to get 8 goals, and but I really want to get more. But this is it. Then we will see the next season how it goes.
It's football. Football is probably like the football is king probably in Nigeria. Like yeah. When you grow up, were there either any other sports? Was there like a basket in your neighborhood, or
we
is
have,
it just
we
football?
We have basketball, we have boxing, but everyone want to play football, you know? Because I would just say, there's this man, I don't know where he is now, but I believe I want to say a big thank you to him, you know. I start with playing from the street, you know. Play this little small pose. We call it back home, monkey pose. Mm-hmm. That's the name, you know. Every day by 4, that is when we start our set, you know. And one day, he called me that, I see you can play football more better and you can push. Why don't you go? I said, you know, I'm from a poor family. And he said, okay, what and what you need? Because we live in the same neighborhood and I need training kits, I need this. And he buy everything for me and he pushed me. Then I start from there. And after 1 month, he move away from the neighborhood because he's the only one that start the motivation. But I said, well, he has studied it. I need to continue where he stopped. Because if I don't strong on my own advice myself, I will stop. Since there's no one to push me anymore. So what is the need? Let me just leave the football. And I start, I keep pushing. And my dream is to become a professional football player one day. And all my life is to play in Europe, you know. And today, here I am now. You know, even if I'm not to the top, I expect, but at least I really appreciate this little I start for now. See, I have more yet to play if really I want to go more further.
Are there professional footballers, any of the names that our listeners could recognize from your neighborhood or from Lagos? Probably we know someone.
You know, in Lagos, where I came from, you know, there's this tournament we used to play every December in. That is the biggest tournament in Ajegunle, where I came from, the ghetto, you know. They organize it in Navy Barrack, you know. They call it Mock Nations Cup.
Mock Nations Cup.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was once a champion of it. We won the cup too, you know. That's to like upgrade me too, you know. Just like when you win the Champions League, you respect you more. And I was once a champion too in the Mock Nations Cup. And for now, even they sent me an invitation later that they had this game, foreign base against home base. I was invited, you know, they put a banner, they put all the pictures of us we play from childhood together. Most of us are in Europe now, in different country, different clubs, and some are still back home, you know. So every December 26th, we play this game, you know. I came to watch before, when I was not have the opportunity. And today now, they started inviting me, you know. Mm-hmm. I always watch people who come from overseas, we play against them. Sometimes I play, sometimes I don't play. And now, they sent me the banner yesterday of the picture that, Prince, you're invited if you're
but
coming
But not
home.
On the monkey posts.
No, a big post in the sandy pitch. Oh, I say to them, I think I can survive if I play in this pitch anymore. Because now I play more in the grass and now I'm going back to playing this sandy pitch. It's like a beach. So much sun, you know. So I believe. So we from there, that place. I know this player Sunday Olise is from there too. This whole players, you know. I heard about them. Celestine Babayaro too. They all came from the same ghetto I came from. You know, we have so many great. Ojo Egalo, the best goal scorer in Nigerian league in Nigeria now. He plays in China. Ojo Egalo, if you know him, is from the same ghetto too. You know. But the player ahead of us, we used to sit down and watch them. Now I watch him playing the Super Eagles, and I wish one day too to put on my country jersey. You know, it's a plus and it's a pride to me too to do that.
Maybe you'll play for Slovenia.
If I have the opportunity, I'll do it, because for now I'm half Slovenia, half Nigeria now, you know. That's my own. If I have opportunity to play.
Have you integrated properly? What's the kind of music that's listened to in the locker room at Encarne Tabor?
You know, sometimes they play some Slovenian music more, and sometimes I just stand up and dance because I like dancing too and music, you know. So I dance so many times, you know. So I love Slovenian music, and now I'm trying to adapt to Slovenian. So maybe, probably, if I have the opportunity to play for Slovenian, I'll give my best and I'll play to prove myself right. Mm-hmm. So if I have the opportunity to play in Nigeria, I'll do the same thing. But as I said to my friend, you know, I said, God knows the next club I will play, knows where I will play. So I will really say what I want, but future will tell.
Prince, best of luck to
you
and to Encarne Tabor this season. Struggling a bit, but there are games left, Hopefully you stay with the club for the remainder of the season, if not some rich offer comes from maybe Slovenian first division, maybe Olimpia, who knows?
Yeah.
so you can play in green and white, like to be a super eagle.
Yeah, and fly.
Cenjeno poslušalstvo, to je bilo to za ta mesečni enkarni tabor. Jutranc, naslednji pade, pa kaj je svem, najbrž nekaj okol Božiča, tako da bomo še videli, kaj bo s tistim, do takrat pa spremljajte fuzbal, mejte se fajn, Prince, yeah. Thanks again.
I will say, hvala lepa for giving me this opportunity to be a radio student.
Ni za kaj, anytime.
Hvala lepa, adio.
Peace.
Ciao.
In žoga leti preko sredinske črte, približuje se kazenskemu prostoru, ni več daleč od gola in zleti preko vrat, približuje se tribunam, poglejte to hitrost, kakšen polet!